Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Zowie, here we go, another hour of putting it to the people. I should have used this thought yesterday, but I didn't come across it until later in the day from President Abraham Lincoln. Be sure you put your feet in the right place, then stand firm. Sort of, I guess maybe Casey Kasem could have been president then, right? Remember his old expression? Make sure you put your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. But that's, you know, they're
is
all...
Is your voice doppelganger?
My voice doppelganger.
A little bit, yeah. Casey Kasem.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was the first time I heard Doug's voice, I said, oh, my God, you sound like Casey Kasem. And all of my friends who have heard the show say the same thing. They're like, you know, Doug sounds exactly like Casey Kasem. Like, he does.
Oh, that's nice. I actually had him on this program, or the forerunner of this program, a couple of times, and the first time he
did you
heard
think
me,
you sounded like him?
I didn't think I did, but he said he thought I sounded like him.
Yeah, definitely.
So there. It's time for the... Well, never mind. Okay, so let's see. Jennifer Horne doesn't sound like anybody else, and neither does Victoria Keelan, nor does Jay Kirshner. They are unique. Apparently, Doug Steffen is not that unique, but it's okay. It's nice to be in that company, for sure. Speaking of being in company, how'd you like to be best friends with Pukin Putin? And he's doing a nice job. He's taking care.
Why don't you ask Chairman Xi? Then you'll know what it's like to be best friends with him.
Oliver Stone did interviews with Putin about 4 or 5 years, maybe 6 years ago, somewhere in there. And I was watching them last night and thought, well, here's a guy that seems reasonable. Oliver Stone was not exactly the foremost of... How would you describe him, Jennifer? You probably have a better description of him than I do.
Oliver Stone?
The movie.
Filmmaker, producer. Pretty filmmaker. Leftist, right?
Yeah.
Pretty liberal guy. Pretty
yeah, right. Okay. Not that that's bad
well,
in and of itself.
I don't know. I mean, I guess he's on the left, but I would consider him to be more... I mean, he was kind of dragged for being a conspiracy theorist, whether it's aliens or who shot JFK. I mean, that's right. I mean, he's kind of in that category.
Yeah.
That was the other thing I watched last night. I seem to have gone in and out of a couple of things. There's a movie that was produced, I think it was 2012. Had a lot of great actors called Parkland. It was the story of the death that day. Paul Giamatti is in it. All the people that are in it you recognize for the most part.
I didn't
part,
know there was a movie. This was about the school shooting?
No, well, this is about the death of Kennedy.
Oh, I thought Parkland. I don't know what that is.
That's right.
That's what I was thinking too. Yeah,
Parkland was the school down in Florida.
I thought it was the school thing. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, right. Nope. Anyway, so Russian President Putin has announced that they're going to send peacekeeping operations into eastern Ukraine. So he starts the trouble, and now he's going to stop the trouble, and everybody's going to... What, roll over and think?
No, that's not what's happening. What's happening?
No, of course it's not what
happened.
That's what he said was going to happen.
Well, what's in his speech yesterday was really kind of interesting and pretty frightening, actually. He gave the history of the Soviet Union. He gave the history of Ukraine.
Apparently bent a lot of the truth, too, of this, the history
well,
of the Soviet
course,
Union.
Well, of course, yeah. And the way he positioned it in his way is that Ukraine is property of Russia, and that these pieces of land, these two districts in eastern Ukraine, are having problems, right? There's all this shelling and stuff that's been going on. We've been hearing about there's all these things that are happening. And so he's moving Russian troops in to secure the area, essentially saying it's Russia's property, and they're going into Ukraine to take it over and to make sure it's peaceful. But what's got a lot of people shook is the way he positioned his speech yesterday, almost throwing out the agreements that were made after the end of the Cold War. So what I think, and truly when I say you should ask if you want to know what it's like to be Vladimir Putin's friend, he feels very bolstered, I think, by President Xi. Both of them have the West in their sights, and he is going for these pieces of Ukraine. I think he's going to see what the reaction is. He's going to see if there's a reply from the United States, from NATO, from these individual European countries. And if there's not, if it's not something that he thinks he can live with, I think he keeps going. And this has people saying, okay, Ukraine, what's next? Is he, does he have in mind to replace all the work that Reagan and Gorbachev did? Is he ready to just go reestablish the USSR? And I'll tell you what, if that's what he thinks, that's a world war. It's really, it was pretty frightening to listen to him yesterday the way he put this out, because
I think he will push until, I think he, actually Putin is a coward. Anybody who does things the way he does them is a coward. So he's going to do as much as he can to push people, and then he's a bully. He's a bully and a coward. So it may be, and well, yeah, I understand your point of view, and yeah, a lot of people would think that. I don't want to entertain the thought whether it's, you know, something that's reality or not, but I think that there is a line, and he hasn't found it yet, and nor, you know, the other pieces of the pie here. You're right, Reagan and Gorbachev figured all of this stuff out, and that was, it sort of reminds me of when the line in the sand was, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Well, somebody needs to stand up and say, Mr. Putin, get your ass out of Ukraine. So who's going to do that, whether it's Biden or whether it's somebody else?
Thing is, Zelensky, I don't understand this Zelensky guy, the president of Ukraine. I don't understand him at all, because he started out with, nothing's going to happen, this is just a joke, you know, wear blue and yellow. And then he was freaking out on Saturday and saying, how come the West isn't acting? Where are the sanctions? This is getting, I mean, he was totally panicked. And
well,
now
where
he
are
says
the
again,
sanctions? That's a good question.
No, but he was saying that he wanted the U.S. to do sanctions before Russia made a move, and NATO has said, no, we're not, you know, we said we're not going to make a move until they make a move. So if they start a war or escalate something, then the sanctions come in. But he was acting panicked on Saturday. Now, once again, as of 10 minutes ago, there's another update on CNN where he says there will be no war. And he said, with regards to being on a military footing, we understand there will be no war. And he said, this will not be an all-out war against Ukraine. There will not be broad escalation from Russia. This is all his quotes. I don't understand, like, where he's all over the place. I just don't, I don't know.
Well, he's not a seasoned politician anyway. Yeah, he's not a, he's not.
I mean, he's such a weird flip-flopper. I just don't get it.
Well, because you don't understand the culture. I don't mean that negatively. It's just the culture there is very naive. Having visited and seen how, I remember when I was in Kiev, the only quote-unquote hotel in town was the old headquarters of the KGB. And I slept on a wooden bed.
Were you there for vacation, or like, was it?
No, I was there with a bunch of people from the State Department. The first bunch of people that went.
This sounds like a horrible place to vacation.
Oh, no, this is it's a horrible. In one way, it's beautiful because the landscape is as beautiful as you would see, farmland and all that stuff. But you also have to understand the fact that a lot of it is still contaminated because of Chernobyl, and nobody goes. There's a whole like 40-mile perimeter around Chernobyl that nobody's in, but the land is lush and beautiful. The people are very friendly, very naive, and they all think that the older people think like the Russia that was before is what they grew up in. And they would be comfortable. I'm thinking this through now. The older people would be comfortable because Mother Russia protected them. And now it seems like Ukraine is all on its own. I perfectly understand how Putin is getting away with this to this point. He's promising that they'll have protection from those big bad guys in NATO who are going to eventually come and do what he's doing now. That's basically what he's
saying. He's moving into two what they call separatist sections of Ukraine, which are Russian-backed anyway.
Sympathetic to Russian,
they're backed by Russian military, then he's saying, well, we're going to move in and keep the peace with the separatists. It's like, well, no, you're in charge of them, so I don't know who's really believing that this is any kind of peacekeeping. Certainly the rest of the world leaders have just, like, laughed at this and said it's ridiculous.
Well, but anyway, so what's going on? Apparently, there's an executive order that's going to prohibit new investment new trade, new financing. We ought to be doing this with China as well. And then there are some other measures. The measures will be separated from the quote-unquote tougher sanctions that we're prepared to slap on Russia. Anyway, they're there. They're shooting it up. They killed five people yesterday, and
then they lied about it. Yeah, it's still the misinformation war. Russia's still trying to prove to the Ukrainians and to Russians that, you know, they're not doing anything wrong and they're the good guys. It's very much like the China playbook.
Stuff? Yeah,
I don't know. I guess people who were there, maybe. If
that's what I'm telling you. The older people, it's magic for the older people to hear, oh, here comes Putin and the Russians. They're our soulmates. Mm-hmm. We were theirs first. We were part of it, and then we were separated from them, and that wasn't good, and we're not comfortable, so we want the protection of Mother Russia, and Putin has played right into that. And so on it goes.
How long has Ukraine been independent?
Since the breakup of the Soviet Union, which was...
But, like, how many years has that been now?
80, about 30, let's see, about 31, 30, maybe 32 years.
So that's
years.
A whole generation, though, of people who never lived under Russia.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, that's interesting.
And they're the ones that you would think would be the ones that, you know, would be all over this.
Right.
Practically, but are they... I don't know. I don't know if they understand. Who knows? I'm just telling you what I think. The way they think, Putin was all over the place as well yesterday with a fiery speech, saying that Ukraine was created by Russia. If you look at the history of Russia, that isn't really what happened. But he can say whatever he wants.
Well, that's like what Jen was saying. He was saying crazy stuff about the history of it, and he got it all wrong. So yeah, it's propaganda.
But it's just condemning Russia. Enough. That's how he doesn't understand that stuff, or he'll laugh at it. He's got to be kicked in the balsams. That's it, you know. And who's going to do that? I think that's pretty
well. NATO's lined up. I mean, the good thing is, I mean, from my point of view, that we're very much on the same page with France and England and the rest of NATO and the EU. I mean, everybody's like, okay, we're all going to have a similar response to this. So,
yep,
that's the point of having NATO, right? It's circle
that
the
is.
Wagons.
The point. Yep. Circling the wagons. It's Tuesday. Is today Tuesday? It is today. Today is Tuesday, right?
It is.
February 22nd, all day long at 18 after the hour.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jack, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. We're all tuned up. We're ready to pipe up, but we can step aside because apparently Britney Spears is set to pipe up. That's an old expression. I'll explain it for those of you whippersnappers who don't know what that means right after this.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
I kind of like this, actually. So you know what pipe up means, Jay?
Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keith.
Pipe up?
Yeah, you know what that means?
No.
Pipe up or pipe down. It's an expression.
Oh, well, I guess because I know pipe down. That's easy.
Yeah.
Pipe down.
Well, pipe up is the same thing on the going in the other direction.
Naturally, I only go with the pipe up.
Yep. Okay. Britney Spears is doing what to tell the world what's going on or has gone on?
She just signed a pretty lucrative book deal that is said to be worth as much as $15 million. There was a bidding war for multiple publishers over her book. Simon & Schuster won out. She's going to be talking about, in this tell-all memoir, her career, her life, her family.
I'm surprised she only got 15, actually. When you look at what the Obamas got, when they got out of office, I think they got $68 million for two books.
Yeah, so $60 million, and Britney's comes in right behind that. So $15 million, 1.5 to $60 million.
That might even be just difference. An advance. But maybe. The $15 million for Britney might just be an advance, and then she's going to get it like a back end deal. Because Jay and I were texting yesterday. Who isn't going? I mean, maybe Doug, but who isn't going to read this?
I'll let you.
And if you're not going to read it, you're at least going to follow along with some of the.
You're
going to
know about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. $15 million is nothing compared to what she's going to sell.
And Bill Clinton's last memoir, he got about $15 million too. So,
Hillary
you're probably right,
that,
Victoria.
Though.
There's probably
Hillary,
way more in there.
I think Hillary got more than that for that book that she wrote before she ran for president. The two of them together was a deal that was similar to what the Obamas got, if I remember correctly. So anyway, she's going to tell all of the SH you-know-what, and that'll be, I think it'll be a good story, interesting. Enough. I wonder if she was pushed into it or encouraged to do it by her lawyer. What's his name? Rosengart? Let's tell the story.
I think she probably wants to do this herself because her sister just released her book, which Britney's lawyer, Matthew Rosengart, already put out a cease and desist to because she talked about Britney in it a lot. And Britney was like, why are you using me to sell your book, especially now? Like, why is this the time to do this?
Mm-hmm. Because she's a little
scumbag. I think
Britney
has had a lot to say for a long time, and I think she finally feels free enough.
Oh, I hope
and has the courage to do it. Yeah. Oh, I think she will.
Is she going back to recording and performing too? Where does that stand?
She's been teasing new music, so we'll see.
Yeah, good. All right, so that's the update on Britney Spears. You heard it here first on the DJV program at 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Polestar, the Pure Play premium electric car company, debuted its first Super Bowl ad on game day. This is the first time Polestar has advertised during such an internationally watched and recognized sporting event. With a 30-second spot, or any spot. The ad centered around Polestar's ethos of no compromise and featured the Polestar 2 electric performance fastback. For more automotive tech news, just go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has sent troops and equipment into the separatist region of eastern Ukraine. Under the guise of peacekeepers, UN Representative for the United States Linda Thomas-Greenfield calls out Putin's departure from international law.
He calls them peacekeepers. This is nonsense. We know what they really are. It is an attack on Ukraine's status as a UN member state. It violates a basic principle of international law, and it defies our charter.
NewsGuard, a misinformation tech firm, calls out Putin's three biggest lies from Monday's speech. Number one, the West staged a coup in 2014 to overthrow the Ukrainian government. Number two, Ukrainian politics is dominated by Nazi ideology. And number three, ethnic Russians in Ukraine's Donbas region have been subjected to genocide. Saying it is necessary, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has extended his emergency powers in ruling Canada. USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As Russian President Putin claims independence for portions of eastern Ukraine, he has sent troops and equipment into the disputed areas as peacekeepers. Jacques Delors is with the Council of European Union.
We have also condemned actions, staged events, and information manipulation that are clearly aimed at creating a pretext for military escalations against Ukraine. It's a classical way of behaving. You create pretext for military escalations. We commend Ukraine for its restraint in face of this intimidation and violations of Minsk Agreement and international law. We have, at the meantime, while we were discussing inside the council meeting, we were following the discussions of the Russian Security Council with a strong concern. We understand that the final decision has not been taken yet, and we call upon President Putin to respect international law and the Minsk agreements and expect him not to recognize the independence of Luhansk and Donetsk Oblast.
I'm Lance Pry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Working our way back to you in a manner of speaking, this is the DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner for the Jays. Playing for the J team is Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. And Victoria's in a team all by herself. As I guess,
I don't know why, but okay.
Well, because it's the team. We have the J team, we have the V team, we have the D team. So I'm in charge and wholly owned subsidiary.
I like our odds, Jay. We got two on our team, so that's good.
Yeah. Hoo-ha! All right, so today we proved that the system works. Imagining how things work, thinking about things. I'm a great believer in thoughts of things. So if you have something that you're trying to do, think that it's going to get done today. Because if you think that way, it'll happen. It always does. With me, I tend to be one of those people that, you know, on the surface, I have this happy-go-lucky appearance. And then inside, Jennifer's kind of like this, too. I don't know, maybe we all are. We all have those sides. And sometimes we want to present ourselves as one thing, and yet we are really deep down something else. And it's not you're hiding anything. It's just people kind of read you sometimes the wrong way. So don't let people do that. Tell people what you think and do what it is that you think you need to do. I think that would be my prescription for the day today. Today is Tuesday, the 22nd of February. And as far as COVID is concerned, we don't seem to be able to quite get away from all of that yet. COVID cases numbers are going down. Travelers are planning. Try to get a, I'm looking every time I make a reservation to go someplace. I made a couple last night. Went back to Los Angeles and down to Florida and doing some things. The prices just keep going up and up. What I paid, I think $238 for a round trip to go to Palm Beach last month. When I go in March, it's $600. And if you look at things, the normal price to go back and forth, I'm just using this as an example, but many of you may have seen it. I go back and forth from Boston to Los Angeles all the time. The next two weekends I'll be there, and the prices are usually, as I said, about 3.25, 3.5, and they're $670, $730, you know, that kind of stuff. And you're going to see that reflected all over the place, because it really is a result. COVID is a result of our relationship with China, or the world's relationship, and everything is up. It's destabilizing everything. The cost of petroleum affects everything. So we've been destabilized. They've made their point, and they keep, you know, it's now there's a rumor around that there's some other thing. I don't want to even start that rumor because I'm not sure that it's true. But then you look at the individual, the toll it's taken. I was looking at the story of a lady named Nicole Murphy, who had COVID. She had a problem with her heart, kind of went berserk when she had the COVID. So she doesn't have COVID anymore, but she still has a heart rate that's up to 160, 170, 210 beats per minute. Whereas the normal, you know, she's at risk with those kind of rates of having a heart attack. Heart failure, maybe, even strokes come from that. And people who are looking at, I'm going to ask Ken about this. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist that is on our program with regularity. Anyway, I want to find out what if this has happened before, because this seems to be rather unique, but there are a lot of unique stories like this with people having different sort of reactions to either the COVID or the vaccine or both. So these sorts of things will linger, I think. That's really what...
The heart stuff is scary. We have a family member right now who had COVID, had it pretty bad, and now, less than a year later, in his mid-50s, has congestive heart failure. And his cardiologist has said that this is what COVID did to his body. Yep. It's heartbreaking. To be 55 with congestive heart failure is just insane. And that, it's the heart stuff and the inflammation, between the brain stuff and the heart stuff. This is why I was very adamant for me and my loved ones to get the vaccine as soon as possible, because it definitely reduces the impact that COVID has on your body. So I know people want to be, you know, anti-vax or whatever. I don't care about them. I care about my family and myself and my own health and my husband. And I'm happy that we're all vaxxed and boosted, because if we do get it, Neil Cavuto has come out now. He had it a second time.
I saw
He's immunocompromised. Because he's a cancer survivor, and he said the first time he got COVID, it was pretty mild. The second time was actually worse, and he's been stressing that all of his he was in the hospital for 2 weeks, almost didn't make it, and his doctors have all stressed that if he hadn't been vaccinated, he would not have survived. Mm-hmm. So I know COVID's on the way down, but, you know, I still think it's important to be vaccinated.
Also, and then there's the mask mandates. All those have been restricted in England and many of the places in Europe where people want to go. I think it was yesterday we said there, even though a lot of they're opening up their doors to travel, you're going to have to sign. Is it the beginning of next month? You're supposed to be on some kind of a watch list if you want to go.
It's starting January 2023.
Oh, it's not till next year. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So meanwhile, 3/4 of respondents to a poll say they've been dreaming about going and planning travel now because they haven't been able to go anywhere, especially some of these international destinations. I know that American had been using the wide-body 777s and 787s that they have to go on the big domestic trips like New York, Los Angeles, and Miami, Los Angeles, and you know, cross-country trips. And now they're shifting that stuff around because as we get away from the weather, normally the busy season starts in April. Already things in March schedules, if you look at them, are changing to add flights that were taken away 2 years ago back to places where people want to go, to the Caribbean. They want to go to Europe. People want to go to places in Africa, South America, Peru. Like Egypt is a popular destination. Fascinating place. If you don't believe it, you've never seen any real scenery, see the movie Death on the Nile that's out now. Kenneth Branagh's treatment of the Agatha Christie novel. It is breathtaking. The scenery where they go up and down the Nile, it's just worth the ticket, the price of the ticket, as far as that's concerned. Anyway, so what do we do? Offices, are they going to open? I was looking, there's a podcast, and I made reference to it last Friday. Charlie Munger, who is Warren Beatty, I was going to say. Warren Buffett, his chief cook and bottle washer, guy's 87 years old, and he's still running the office. And he said in his interview that with their company, they didn't expect the employees would return to a five-day office work week. And he thinks that many, especially the companies that are trying to cut expenses and think that they can trust people to work on their own at home with certain parameters, he said the genie's out of the bottle. A lot of companies are going to save a lot of time. And if you look at the one thing that's going down in price, it's how much it costs to rent office space. If you can't use the office, if it could be used for retail or it could be used for research and development, that sort of stuff, those prices are holding steady. But where it's only an office, that's those prices are way down. Yeah. Anybody who's running a business knows that.
A lot of those office spaces, like I'm outside of New York City, and a lot of those office spaces are being turned into apartments.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of like what happened after 9/11 when no one wanted to be anywhere near downtown. So all those office buildings are now condos, and they're kind of now sporadically around the city because everybody, you know, was in office space in different places. And so now they're just kind of they're changing them over because the people are moving back into the city. And so the more housing you have, you know, hopefully the rents won't be as insane as, you know, they are around the country.
Weird. I think normally if you were working from home, if that became your thing and you didn't have to go to an office, wouldn't more people want to get out of the city? Seems odd.
Well, but a lot of people move to North Jersey and to Long Island and Westchester, and so if people can go back into the city knowing that they will be back in an office, I think, you know, I mean, the commute is what hurt a lot of people. So, and a lot of people also have new jobs, so it's kind of like a hybrid thing. Like I have friends who move back into the city and they only need to be in the office like 2 days a week. So it's just the fact that those 2 days make it a lot easier when you're a cab ride or a subway ride away.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this is sort of COVID-related as well. The price that people are paying for homes, as you were just suggesting, some want to move out of the city. They want to move into the suburbs. Some people are moving into rural America. Price of land on farms has gone way up in the past 6-7 months, especially. The sales of previously owned homes last month rose almost 7%, seasonally adjusted annualized rate of 6.5 million units. That's a lot of stuff to be moving. Banks are still lending, and the interest rate is fairly low, although going up because of inflation. They have to keep up with it. So anyway, the supply of homes
for
sale.
There's no supply. I was going to say, there's nothing.
Right, no inventory.
There used to be, I'm on the Jersey Shore, and this is a sort of, you know, beach community where everybody always wants to buy property, and there used to be a ton of for sale signs, and you just don't see them anymore.
Yeah.
It's too late now. If you want to buy something, you've already missed the boat. This is not the time to go and buy, unless you're an investor. And investor numbers were way up. So a lot of investors are coming in and buying places, and then they're going to rent them out.
Well, I'm part of a group in my neighborhood. We have three or four big pieces of land that are available, and one of them belonged to a developer, a friend of mine who died last year, and the land is going to be developed. And so I decided to put some people together to keep it from... This is my neighborhood. It's where I've lived all my life, and I don't want another cookie-cutter development with sticks all over the place, ugly houses. So I found a guy who does a like a golf course, but it's called an agrohood. Certainly it's right up my alley because I want to have as much agriculture. And so we're going to develop this
farm. Agrohoods are a big trend, right?
Yeah.
Across the country. I keep
around here,
about
it hasn't started yet, but this will be the first one. And it's basically it's like a golf course, except the theme is animals. You got horses. You can keep them on the farm. Riding trails everywhere. We'll have gardens for people. We'll keep some animals around for children to play with, that sort of thing. So in these specialty neighborhoods, I see Disney is going to be developing neighborhoods. Just what the world needs is more
Disney. Yes, this is what we need. Where can I sign up?
Well, I was going to say, Jay wants to move.
I will put a down payment on a house, right?
I kind of want to as well. And I'm not, like, overly Disney, but the neighborhoods sound, they sound really nice. It's a little downtown. It's very,
There's one in Palm Springs.
That's going to be the first one. Yeah.
Right, exactly. These will be plenty pricey. You can be sure of that. And they'll have the little things. Kind of reminds me of Saddam Hussein's house in Baghdad that had the Flintstone park around it. People say, huh, what did you just say? Yeah, when I was in Baghdad, the first thing I saw at the palace was he had built a Flintstones community for his grandchildren. And it looked like the Flintstones place.
That's wild.
So there's a theme. And so Mickey Mouse is going to be living in your neighborhood. Wait and see. 47 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, good in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Research shows people remember radio ads that remind them of the past. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need, here's an ad that'll really take you back.
Back in my day, I heard a voice from the radio say, Liberty Mutual customizes my home insurance so I only pay for what I need. I'm getting on in years now, but heavens to Betsy, there are some things an old fella like me just never forgets.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrolipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's now 50. See how quickly I forget, Victoria? It's 53.
Yes,
53 past the hour. Victoria Keelan is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's get to the tech talk of the day. Google. Oh, come on. This doorbell stuff. Still with this? Come on. These cheap, no good. Nothing. How about knocking? Hello, is anybody home? Please come to the front door.
Well, but these are really secure. Okay, so the Google Nest doorbell system, right, these are very, very popular. A lot of people have installed these in their homes and with you know, porch pirates stealing packages all the time. These cams have become a security system. You can notify the authorities if you need help. I mean, there are a lot of really great things about them, which is why they're so popular. However, a lot of people, since we've had kind of, depending on where you are in the country, we've had a lot of, like, unseasonably cold weather recently, and a lot of people are realizing that their Google Nest doorbell is the battery's draining, like, within half the amount of normal time it would take to hold the battery. And so the reason is because Google now says that these smart cams are not built for the cold, and that they really can't be charged if it's less than 32 degrees out. Now, that's a problem, depending on where you live, because you could wake up and every day it's less than 32 degrees. It's colder than that. So what Google has done, they did an update, and then this is based on all the user complaints saying that the battery is running out in the middle of the night, and what good is obviously having a camera if it cuts out in the middle of the night. Even if it's hardwired to the home itself, those customers are also experiencing battery drain because of the cold temperatures. Now, Google says if a camera is connected to a wire-powered source, and they also sell a weatherproof power adapter for $35, they said there won't be any charging issues at lower temperatures because the wire powers the camera directly. Now, the reason that a lot of the batteries are draining quickly is just batteries just can't handle the extreme cold. So now Google's very ingenious solution is, if you can't make this work, just bring the unit inside to charge it. Well, that's a huge pain in the butt. So it's not really a great explanation, and it's not a really great solution, but they said that essentially the battery life is about half the life that it has in the warmer weather. Now, Google, rest assured, Google wants everyone looking towards the spring and summer, because they said, don't worry, even if it's 104 degrees Fahrenheit, that the camera batteries can still be charged up. So Google seems to like warm places and not necessarily cold weather.
Uh-huh.
So if your camera's freezing or the battery keeps draining and you don't know why, this is why. It just can't handle the cold.
All right, there it is. Pretty exciting stuff, huh? Can't handle the cold. I know a lot of people and machines in that department. Skype up next in our focus after this.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so let's hear it for Skype, or is this a good thing or a bad thing? What about, yeah, I guess it actually is a good thing, isn't it?
Yep, it's a good thing. So Skype has announced that its U.S. callers can now use Skype to dial 911 from their home computer, and that its software can actually share their location with emergency services if needed. Skype's move to enable 911 calls comes with a few limitations, but it could be crucial for users who still have internet connection if they lose access to a cell phone or a landline in an emergency. We know cell towers go out, landlines can go out, depending on, you know, what type of landline you have. If you have digital, it'll go out during an emergency or a storm. So Skype cautions, though, that the service doesn't operate the same way that a traditional phone call does, and users are encouraged to not make an emergency call through Skype if they're outside of their home region, because the call could potentially be rerouted elsewhere. So you really, if you're traveling and you have your laptop or whatever, and, you know, don't use Skype because it's not gonna work the way that you need it to. It's gonna only know your home location. So in addition to making 911 calls, Skype 8.8 users can now also leave a 5-minute voice message instead of capping it off at 2 minutes.
Hey, that's swell. All right, that'll make your day okay. Make your day okay. See what I did there, Victoria? Make your day okay. 59 past the hour. You're listening to the delightful DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.